In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday after the Nativity. And in today's Gospel, we can see both the importance of obedience to God, and also how God helps and protects us despite the presence of evil in the world. So first, we should consider how Joseph was visited by the angel of the Lord in a dream, who told him, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Well, who knows what might have happened if Joseph had not been obedient. You know, after all, the Holy Fathers say that God has given us the freedom to choose in this life. And in theory, Joseph could have stubbornly refused to obey the angel's command. He might have thought, you know, just to be on the safe side, we'll get out of Herod's country, but Egypt is pretty far off, you know, so we'll go somewhere closer and easier. In fact, St. Nikolai Vlimovich points out that Damascus, Syria, for example, or other areas were outside of Herod's territory and would have been much closer and easier to get to, especially with a newborn baby and a mother who had just given birth. Egypt, by train, to get all the way to Cairo, where the Holy Family traveled to, would take about a day and a half riding on a fast train. Imagine what it would be like to walk. You know, it would probably have taken them maybe several weeks, you know, going slowly with a donkey. So, nonetheless, Joseph trusted in God's angel and did as he was commanded, and so the Holy Family was protected from harm. But not only that, Joseph was also instrumental in fulfilling this prophecy, which was to bring Christ into the land of Egypt, which at that time was one of the darkest places in the world. You know, it was filled with a lot of paganism and immorality. I mean, they worshiped, you know, crocodiles in Egypt, and, you know, it was not a very enlightened society at that time. So, but the seeds of Christ's sanctity and his divine power were sort of planted in this land of Egypt, and then they bore a great deal of fruit as time went on, because many of the greatest Christian saints came out of Egypt. St. Anthony the Great, for example, St. Mary of Egypt, St. Athanasius the Great, many others. So we can see kind of how spiritual seeds get planted and then they bear good fruit. And we can also see how God's immeasurable power and wisdom overcomes the power even of earthly kings when he so chooses. Now, Herod may have had a mighty army to do his terrible bidding. He may have had the will and the desire to kill the infant Jesus, but nonetheless, as powerful as Herod was, God was able to thwart his plans. And it was very tragic for Herod then to kill these 14,000-some little boys in an effort to kill Christ and sort of secure his absolute power. And yet, as tragic as that was, the holy tradition also tells us that these holy innocents became the first martyrs for Christ, and they were crowned with glory, and now they enjoy eternal blessedness in God's heavenly kingdom. Herod, on the other hand, ended up dying a terrible death and is mostly remembered for his extreme wickedness. The Holy Fathers also tell us that this flight into Egypt was needed in order to show that Christ was a man in every respect, including the possibility of being killed. In the centuries that followed, there were various heretics who tried to deny Christ's humanity, suggesting that he only appeared to be human. For example, there was a heresy in the very first century, even during the New Testament period. It was called Docetism, which was the belief that Jesus' physical body was an illusion, as was his crucifixion. That is, Jesus only seemed to have a physical body and to physically die, but in reality he was incorporeal, a pure spirit, and hence could not physically die. Well, this teaching was condemned actually in the epistles of the New Testament, as well as some of the Holy Fathers and ecumenical councils, because if Christ was not truly a man and only, you know, appeared to die, then his crucifixion and resurrection would have been sort of in appearance only, not in reality. And if that were true, then the very foundation of our faith would really not be valid. It would just be sort of fake. It would be sort of just an illusion. The incarnation of Christ would have been only in appearance and making our faith something false and not real. So the fact is, our Lord became incarnate to destroy death and to open the way into paradise for all who would follow him. And even though we can see many dangers and evils in our fallen world, we can take comfort in the fact that God sees all these things also and stands ready to extend his loving hand to us, because God is able to keep us from harm. Yet he also asks that we obey his commandments. And in so doing, we follow in the footsteps of righteous Joseph, and we place our trust in Almighty God to help us, no matter how difficult it might seem for us to be victorious over evil. So may the blessings of our holy nativity season be with you as we continue our journey of discipleship with our Lord and follow him always. Christ is born.
Glorify you.